From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, April 19th, 2011. Every week, this podcast brings awareness to the news that shapes the geospatial industry sector, the trends of location-based information technology, and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
The question we will raise today is, why are so many GIS conferences failing to capture attendees, and is their business model obsolete? The rise and fall of GIS conferences is on our agenda today, and whether that points to something more fundamental about our industry technology sector. Last week at GITA's Geospatial Solutions Conference, Bob Zamboris said that the event had run its course. The conference was not scheduled for next year. No venue was secured. GITA is not unlike other conferences that have seen their fortunes flag. Many of the major conferences I've seen, except a few, have experienced a drop in attendance. For reason or reasons, some that we'll explore here, attendance is falling. But I want to understand and I want to look at today is whether we attribute this to some maturation of the technology or something more fundamental about the business model of the solution providers and the users themselves, or something else. And what I want to start with is a comment made by our on-point interviewee, Arnulf Kristal, the president of the Open Source Geospatial Foundation. He made a very cogent statement that I think is worth repeating. Quote, "Well, I think in my personally, obviously, highly biased opinion, the future will be open source anyway. So it's just a question of time. How long are you going to be able to maintain the old business model? Because proprietary software is not really a way of developing software, it's a way of making business. And this way of business is just coming out of use." Unquote. I think his comment points to something fundamental in the industry, whether that's the rise of open source, the decline of proprietary software solutions. Is it the rise of open source that is impinging upon our typical or our more traditional business model of software? It's pointing to something. And let me stop there, Adina, because we've got these many coalescing things going on. Failure of some conferences, the rise of open source, maybe a fundamental change to the proprietary software solution models that we've seen rise. So it's a big issue. It's something that's hitting us pretty hard, and I think it's being repeated. We're seeing it in other conferences as well. What's happening? What do you see that's happening here?
I think we need to look at this in pieces, because this is a very large set of ideas. So let's start with the conference situation. And let's roll back way to basics. Why do people go to technology conferences? Well, I'm going to spin back to the early days, the heyday, if you will. People went to conferences to find out what's new, right? That's where all the big launches were. That's where the next release of whatever was announced. You were curious to see what the new features were. You were curious to see what the new interface was. And that was the only place to see it. Spin forward. Now, why do we go to conferences? If you look at what GITA, and I think this is true for other conferences as well, has observed, is the panels, the presentations all seem to be of high quality. They're on topics that are relevant. The exhibit hall tends to be smaller. But the bottom line is the people are not coming. And I want to suggest that the reason that the people are not coming is because they don't have that need that they used to have to see what's new. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they find out what's new every day on Twitter, mm-hmm, or on Facebook, or on the latest video released by your favorite geospatial company about the new features of the new release that, by the way, you can download as soon as it's in beta.
That's spot on.
Let me add one idea to that. So what conferences have become, for better or worse, and I can't blame anybody for this, it's just sort of the way it is, in the same way that print publications have become recaps of a month's worth of news that you already know, conferences have become recaps of content typically that you already know. So if you've had your eyes shut for a couple of months and you haven't been paying attention, if you go to a conference for a couple of days, you'll be brought back up to speed. And for some people, that's very valuable. That's a valuable way to do it. But for many more, and apparently for a large proportion of the geospatial population, that's not the way they want to get that information.
Let me take a second piece here, and I'm curious as to your thoughts. My contention has been that once people made their investment in some solution technology, we're talking about GIS, that they've made their choice, and the way they find out information about what's new is through the vendor now. And very little time now is exploring something new because it's difficult to change vendors. Once you've invested time, energy, and people, there's an inherent inertia that keeps people from looking for something new other than what does the vendor have. Let's go to the vendor conference. Let's follow the vendor on Twitter. Let's go to their developer conferences. So there's no reason to look further than your nose, perhaps, because you're getting your news, as you said, much more rapidly. And the vendors know this. They're going to put their information out there in many forums. And that's the way they're keeping the loyalty of the customer. They've capitalized on the media. So there's not the need to look. And that's a problem, too. They're going to the vendor conferences. We know that the ESRI conference, for an example, has grown quite nicely.
I think what you're saying is true, and I think it has been true. I think it's becoming less and less true as we move to this new world of the cloud and web services and the integration of open source and proprietary solutions. So I think that situation is starting to flip. And just as one indication, we've seen this at Penn State, that the demand for courses beyond courses that work with ESRI software has been expanding. And that's one of the reasons we have on our faculty a number of people who are very comfortable and, in fact, leading forward the charge in open source.
And so the question remains, why go to conferences, or what are the conferences that are going to tell me something new? You could argue that you need to go to a conference, deals done at conferences, face-to-face contact is always important. What conferences, or what is the model of a conference that will succeed? And I've been to conferences, people tend to go to the conferences that we think are new and trendy. We see lightning talks, we see workshops. Is that enough to get people in the room?
Well, I think GITA and ERISA and some of the other events are starting to provide evidence that that is not enough. And I'll give you some insight into an article that I'm preparing for publication, which is about the way that we share information at conferences. And whether you're giving a 45-minute paper, or you're giving a 7-minute lightning talk, or you're one of 5 members of a panel, the way we share information with one another hasn't really changed. And I would make a leap to say that in many cases, that same form is used in education, and it hasn't changed. And what I think is missing is engagement. How do we get the people in the seats to not just sit there and listen to what we have to say and watch our slides go by, but actually get activated and motivated and participate in this activity of learning something new? And I'm going to challenge you to identify for me a session at a conference that you've gone to in the last 5 years where that happened.
It's always been a one-way street. I rarely attended a conference where I felt like I was engaged with the presenter. I never thought that there was a connection. Whether I got anything new out of it, I'm not sure. I think you're asking a good question. Go ahead.
I don't mean to suggest for a minute that engagement is easy. It's not. And yeah. I have to give a lot of credit to, I know GITA did this. I know we did it in the conferences that we put together, and I know other organizations do as well. And that's that there is a specific set of objectives for the paper or the presentation so that you will know what it is you are going to get out of attending. Right?
Right.
And those are a great idea, and I think for the most part, the people doing the presenting do in fact deliver what they promise.
And yet it is...
And yet that's not enough.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. I was just going to make the same point. It isn't enough to get the people in their seats. There are a few conferences that seem to be rising in attendance. We've seen WEAR 2.0 rise. We've seen GeoInt rise. These seem to be niche events for specific audiences, and I think that's where some of the conferences are succeeding, even GITA's oil and gas conference, because it's focused on a particular industry, has seen their fortunes rise. And I'm wondering if we're not seeing a trend towards verticalization. And that's maybe one reason why you would attend. You're getting together with like people, the generic, the neutral, the horizontal technology conferences are no longer needed. And I'm not sure that's true, but that's the evidence that we're seeing.
Well, we're certainly going discipline specific. There are health conferences and forestry conferences and oil and gas conferences that are focused on GIS.
Mm-hmm.
And there are regional conferences that look at the specific problems of a particular geography. Rocket City, well, one of our conferences, for example. The horizontal is less valuable. And I think that's true not just within geospatial technology, but technology in general. CES, I think, is getting less and less valuable. CTIA, I think, is getting less and less valuable because it's getting too big and too broad. If you're a mobile developer and you're working on the iPhone, you want to hang out with Apple. The rest of these folks don't really matter anymore.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. We've seen what happened to Comdex, for example. Such a big show that just imploded upon itself. In our industry, GIS-LIS, way back in the mid to early 90s, went away, whether that was for competing interests or whatever. These large events have rarely seemed to have the longevity that we had hoped. Yeah, and I just want to go back to a comment that you had made earlier about where you get your news and how quickly you can get it. For us, for example, the webinars are easy to get your information, even though they are to some degrees quasi-sales pitches. They still relate certain pieces of information, but it's easy. I can sit in my seat. There are hundreds of webinars a week if you needed information by the vendors, by us, by others. That's the way people are getting their information. If you want to follow somebody on Twitter, you're getting up-to-dates immediately. There's no need to burn jet fuel and get a hotel to go find out what's new. You already know what's new. I think we're stuck in finding how human contact is valuable once again, because it's too easy to sit in front of your screen and get all that information.
Well, and I think that the conferences that are pulling the people there are offering something more. And let's take, for example, the pinnacle of conference vision, which is TED, right?
Right.
So TED is really, really expensive. Do you have to be invited? I think you actually have to be invited.
Yeah, I believe you do.
To attend. The presentations are phenomenal, as we know, because they're all on the web and we watch them. But the real goal of that event, I think, is to get all these movers and shakers together to make things happen, to really set forward and change the world. So there's a bigger, broader vision for that. But I will say that conference has that engagement thing going on. And I can't point to too many others that do.
It appears that the new ideas that you get in TED, the excellence of speakers, is why you would attend. And perhaps that's where we have failed. We're not striving for the excellence. We're not striving for the new ideas. If we're going to regurgitate the same old workflows of how to do this or that with GIS technology, it's going to fail. And we've seen it fail.
And we know how hard it is to find those new ideas and find or make those great speakers. That's really challenging. There's no question about it. Now, I do want to go back to your original idea that Arnold Crystal encapsulated for us on our on-point discussion about the eventual move to an open source software model across the board and that proprietary software will go away. I happen to think he's right. I think many others have had that same thought over the years, and it's just a slow progression in that direction. And one of the ways that you can see that that's really happening is even these proprietary software vendors are changing their business model such that, I will argue, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, that less and less of their income is coming from the software. It's services. It's training, right?
Yeah.
And that's not a new idea either. But, I mean, everybody saw what was happening with the commoditization of software. Autodesk took it so far to say, we don't even need to have a product in the web mapping space. We're going to turn that open source, and we'll sell a packaged version where you get the support and so forth. So they were really way ahead of their time with that.
Yeah, that's true when you think of it that way. But and so to take that premise, if this business model is fundamentally changing and it's going this way for software, it's going this way for all software, not just GIS software. It's
agreed.
Certainly we're seeing this in word processing. We're in our Office suites. You can get it for free. Google is making that very easy. We had had that with the Star software, the Sun was releasing years ago when they tried to compete with Microsoft Office. These models have been, as you said, and as Arnoff has reiterated, that they've been coming for a while. The cloud is changing this. We're getting free storage, up to gigabytes worth of free. The recent thing that Amazon did with music, I even tried that out. Their cloud server. I uploaded all my music, got it off my system. These are fundamental changes in technology, business models, and maybe we're just seeing it hit GIS at this time.
Well, let's take this one step further. If in fact that's what's happening, and I agree that it is, then why do you go to the conference? To see the software? Nah, the software is not important anymore. It's a commodity. What it is that you're buying is services, and you can't see those. And the way you negotiate for services is very different than the way you negotiate for products. That's something else that's changing, because there's, in a sense, the things that are being sold, there's nothing to see.
I also don't want to leave data out of this discussion either, because it is such a fundamental part of our business. New data types, new sensor technology, everything is coming and hitting us in a big way. We're seeing massively sized data sets being introduced, and we're just, our appetite for data is more, because fundamentally the data that we have changes, whether that's demographic data or satellite image data. Real-time data feeds are very important. I don't know if I've seen the business models adapt to that. I think the data is outrunning our ability to capture a model around it. That's another part of the equation for sure. There's obviously a lot of things happening. We're curious, certainly, to hear what our listeners have to say. And we value your feedback and would love to hear what you think about these topics. You're engaged every day in an association or in using the software and data and services that we've been discussing here today. That's all the time we have for today. Again, if you'd like to comment on our podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com or leave a comment in the comment section of where this podcast is posted. We'd also like to remind you that we have several upcoming webinars in the near future. Today, as a matter of fact, we have an on-point discussion with Mark Reichert, the president of the Open Geospatial Consortium. Coming up tomorrow, April 20th, we have a great webinar on how one executive is using geospatial technology at Walmart. That and others can be found, as always, at directionsmag.com/webinars. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.